Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning on a Tuesday. We have a busy, jam-packed show featuring Dan Campbell today, featuring the two Grand Slam, a chance to win $2,000, and a baseball playoff preview. John.
Yeah. Playoff baseball.
We are ready to go today, and we're going to attempt to hit the reset button. As you heard in the update, Tigers are favored to win the series, not just today with Scooble on the mound. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Dustin Fioco on the updates. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
How was your Monday? Yeah?
Solid.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a Monday.
Yeah.
Two Monday night games. Started a little bit earlier.
That's right.
Getting the game.
Couple
ready
duds,
to go. Yeah. It was a couple duds, but at least, you know, hey, you get there, you get done with dinner, you get everything cleaned up, and all of a sudden you don't have to wait till 8 o'clock or 8:15. Boom. 7 o'clock.
Better game started earlier, so it all worked out that way.
Yeah. And it I mean, it's always nice to see Aaron Glenn. I wish we could see him win a game.
Boy, does he have his work cut out for him. I mean.
Well, I don't know if he's hooked his wagon to Justin Fields. Obviously, they brought him in. Justin Fields is just not a starting quarterback in the league.
No, but like all the things you'd look for, like a well-coached team, you wouldn't have turnovers and penalties, and you could stop the run. Like, they got a lot of work to do in New York.
There's certainly a lot of work to do, and I'm hoping that he gets the year one mulligan, and they're going to get a good draft pick. They're going to be drafting high in every round, and hopefully they'll spend a little money in free agency. They'll build it through the draft, and boom, they'll be in the game.
We also, if you stayed up a little later, got a chance to see the Lions' next opponent. More on that a little later.
Ooh.
Troy Aikman not holding back at the end of that broadcast. Anyway, let's talk about the Tigers. Let's attempt to hit the reset button
and
start over. Okay.
Attempt to hit it now. I mean, I hit it when they clinched a spot in the postseason.
So you've just, like Men in Black, you've erased your memory of the last month. You're ready to go.
Yeah, start fresh.
All right.
I mean, it's this is where you have to, for the players and for the entire organization, forget about what happened. Start fresh, 0-0. And hopefully, they're like all the pressure is gone now. I don't know that there's any pressure on them to. You're just go as far as you can. Because the lead of 15 and a half games, the Guardians, the Kansas City Royals, all of that stuff is gone. It's in the past. You are in the postseason, you are sitting there. Maybe not on equal footing with anybody else because you're on the road. Cleveland has that edge. But you've got the best pitcher in the American League. He's going in game one. And the stats say, you win game one, you're going to win the series. Since they expanded the playoffs, Major League Baseball, in the wild card round, the team that has won game one has won every single series.
12-0.
In fact, last year, there was only one team that had to go to three games before they eventually, it was the Padres-Mets. And so it's, if you win game one, history says you win the series. And more than likely, you win it in two games.
Right, with only the one exception.
Yeah.
So you say, like, hey, they can play free, they can play loose. That doesn't only apply to the Tigers. Everybody just made the playoffs and can take a deep breath and they're 0-0. Yes. Why does it only apply to Detroit and not Cleveland?
Well, I'm not saying it doesn't apply to them. I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the Tigers.
Okay.
You start fresh. And then I mentioned they have the best pitcher in the American League.
Okay. And Cleveland has better pitching overall, right? Which I think is a huge feather in their cap. Like, look, the advantage for Detroit is they send Tarek Skubal to the mound. It's a great advantage to have because of the numbers you just gave.
And you throw pitch limits, pitch counts, all that stuff out the window.
The issue is they don't automatically win Tarek Skubal starts.
They're 0-0.
They are 0-0, which means they haven't won a Tarek Skubal start yet.
No.
So let's certainly not push that they're winning the Tarek Skubal start.
And the Guardians
today
haven't won a Williams start. They haven't won a Bybee start.
So what I'm going to attempt to do is use some kind of information and data pertaining to Tarek Skubal and the Cleveland Guardians. I know you don't want to use September. I want to point out how the Tigers hit the Cleveland Guardians pitching in those Skubal starts.
I'm not going to fully ignore September.
Okay.
I'm not going to fully ignore 162 games. This is the team that has entered the playoffs. And certainly, I think in baseball, more than in any other sport, and I don't know if it's pressure, if it's expectations. I don't know what it is when you get to the postseason. I don't believe there's a switch that you just flip and say, playoff baseball, I'm going to hit.
Right. That's my big fear, is will they hit enough to take advantage and capitalize on the fact that they have Tarek Skubal going to the bump, which gives them the edge in the series. But if they waste that edge because they can't hit, that's how things go south in a hurry, and it's what happened at the end of the season. In the last two Skubal starts against the Guardians, the Tigers scored 3 total runs. They hit 161 with 29 strikeouts and only 6 walks. So if you're not hitting the ball, if you're not getting on base, if you're swinging and missing, you're going to waste the Tarek Skubal start. They've had the perfect recipe to do it down the stretch. And in terms of their lineup today, they're going to face a righty, Gavin Williams, which puts an emphasis on Karp and Green, a pair of lefties. The Tigers' third best bat against right-handed pitching. Another lefty, Cole Keith, is not going to play today. So it puts even more on Green and Carpenter. And we know Carpenter had the moment last year. Going to need some moments out of Green in this series.
So the month of September, not good for the Tigers. Not good for Tarek Skubal. They've lost the last 3 Tarek Skubal starts.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, they've never lost back. They did lose back-to-back to start the season, where it was a loss to the Dodgers and a loss to Seattle. The rest of the year, it was never back-to-back losses. So do you think they're going to go not just 3 Skubal starts in a row, but 4? Odds are in their favor that at some point a bat is going to make contact with a ball.
So this is the they're due theory.
Come on. You're going to work with me a little bit. They are due.
I don't want this to be
misconstrued. They're due to beat Cleveland at some point, right?
Sure. Look, I think we're at the opposite ends of the spectrum here on the question, are you able to hit the reset button? I hope to hell the team has hit the reset button, and publicly they have. If they've hit the reset button, great. As a fan, have you hit the reset button? It's just so hard to get it out of your head because this is who you're playing, is who you just played. You just watched this.
I also think that when there were expectations on this team, when they did have the lead, there was this pressure of all you got to do is win one game. And I know that's the
same scenario
today. Right now, all you
got to
do is win one game. But it's different because you do have the confidence of going to the mound in a 3-game series. And I think they have good odds to win a 3-game series. I think if you go to 5 games, now all of a sudden, I don't know. You go to 7? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a great way of putting it. Okay, you have some deficiencies with this baseball team. Even reset at 0-0. You can cover up for more of them in a 3-game series, and you can cover up for more of them when Tarek Skubal pitches game 1. It's why we wanted him to be set aside and placed just so he could be on the mound today at 1 o'clock against the Guardians. It is their best advantage. That advantage matters more in a 3-game series than a 5 or a 7. If they're going to win a series, this is the one they're most likely to win.
And if you get the best of Skubal, you get the best of Mize, get the best of Flaherty in a 3-game series, You could win a three-game series. The issue becomes in a five-game series of getting the best of Mize twice.
Right.
Flaherty best twice. Of getting Flaherty twice.
Yikes.
Or I mean, you know, and if you work out the days where Scooble's going to pitch game one, which is on Tuesday, game one for the next series is Saturday. Does he pitch Saturday, or does he have to wait till Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have him, well, do the math.
It's Sunday.
It'd be Sunday, right?
Right. That's the five days, 4 days rest.
Right, yeah. So in a five-game series, in this scenario, this is why you wanted to buy.
Yeah.
In a five-game series.
You're only getting him once on full rest.
Yeah.
Unless they choose to start him short rest to keep him as an option for game five in the second round. They got to get there first, but these are the questions you'd ask.
So he's going to pitch today. He's going to pitch Sunday if they advance, and he will pitch Friday in a game five.
Oh, because of the day off days.
Yes.
Travel. Okay.
Yeah, it's set up exactly like last year. One in round one, and then games two and five in the ALDS.
Can I ask a Scooble question for today? Is he going to hit 100 pitches? Because he didn't in any of his postseason starts last year.
Well, we're getting to that point where they obviously have to make a decision this offseason. Trade him, keep him, extend him. And if you keep him, you're probably just keeping him to lose him next year, so you're not going to get anything in return. If he's worth, what are they saying, $40 million a year, $50 million a year? Whatever he's worth, he better be able to go however long you need him to go today to get a win.
I would have thought that last year too, though, right? Like, you're in the playoffs, don't hold anything back. He's a Cy Young winner. He threw 88 pitches in their first playoff game last year, 92 in their second. And then we all know that the third playoff game didn't go so good. He only had 84 pitches and he got
Some of it will be, you know, TBD in regards to, I mean, if he's at 95 pitches and they've got a 6-0 lead.
Yeah.
All right.
You can turn it to the bullpen.
Yeah, because you want the best of him in game two of the ALDS.
So you don't seem that confident at all, Jim.
I'm not.
I think you're underestimating the fresh plate, fresh start they get here, the reset button.
But so does and Cleveland.
The collective exhale.
Yes. They all admitted that it was weighing on them. And they get to put their best lineup out there today because they're facing a righty. Everything's in favor for them to win today. So doesn't mean they're going to, but I like their chances today. They're favored to win the series.
I know they are. They're minus 165 to win today, and they're minus 125 to win the series. Look, maybe it's the greatest.
It sounds like you feel like they have no chance. You might as well just bring out the shovel.
Maybe it's the greatest gift of all to our listeners that I'm not picking the Tigers to win this series.
I mean, if you're not, why not just go ahead and say they're done? They're toast. They got no chance.
I see what you're doing.
No, I'm just asking the question.
No, but we just talked about it. It's not that they have no chance. They're pitching the best pitcher. They're favored to win game one. The team that wins game one wins the series. They are in an advantage position. So were they a week ago and 2 weeks ago and a month ago and 2 months ago and 3 months ago.
It's
so you can take
series.
Your advantage position and shove it. You got to show me.
Real quick, do you think Sweeney starts today?
Are you trying to send me into a tent?
They're facing a righty.
Because Javi, you don't want against a righty. So it's Trey Sweeney. Can you look up his batting average for me?
I'm just asking.
Okay.
He did hit a big home run in Cleveland this year.
Okay.
That's the day after that. Isn't that when you buried him?
Might have been right around that time. 248-539-9797. We want to know from you guys, are you able to hit that reset button? John is. The team sounds like they are. Can the fans hit the reset button and believe? Hey, the Tigers are favored to win this series. Do you believe?
I'll work on him at the break, and we either need a burial or we need a Costa lock. Either one works.
We can workshop it.
Okay.
Two Grand Slam at 725, Dan Campbell at 802. It's 97.1. Want to tell you about Brightside Dental. Going to the dentist doesn't have to be a pain. Not with Brightside Dental. The Brightside experience. No lectures about what you're doing wrong with your dental care, and it's comfortable and painless, even if you have to get some work done. Numb you up, communicate every step, take care of you. 9 Metro Detroit locations, including one right around the corner from you. $35 new patient special, and there's no hidden fees. That covers exams, and it covers x-rays. Make an appointment. Get back in that routine. 1-800-PAINLESS. BrightsideDental.com. Tell them Jim Costa in the Morning Show sent you. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment. Just care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We asked Tiger fans, can you hit the reset button? Playoff baseball starts today. Tigers actually favored to win the series against the Guardians, and a lot of that comes down to the fact that they are heavy favorites today with Tarek Skubal on the mound. Mm-hmm. Tex says it's not about ignoring September. You'd have to ignore how they played since the All-Star break. They can't hit the ball. Cleveland beat Skubal the last time, scoring three runs without getting the ball out of the infield. I'll take my chances with the Guardians, Andrew, in Cleveland.
I don't think we're going to see the Skubal long snap again.
No. Oh, actually, he's saying the opposite. I'll take my chances against the Guardians because they're not going to get all these infield magic.
Yeah, it's not going to happen
again. Okay. Glad I work nights so I don't have to watch the Tigers choke the next 2 days. I'll be sleeping.
You can wake up and see what happened.
Guys, they already made history once by blowing a big lead. I'm nervous they'll win game one and be the first team to lose the series.
It would probably be the ultimate torture since this is a Tigers team that has repeatedly tortured Tigers fans that they do win game one with Scoobs.
Yeah.
And then they lose the next two, becoming the first team to ever do what that texter just said.
And again, John had the stat. Since they went to the format, teams that win game one are 12-0, win the series every single time. That's where the power comes from for Detroit. The fact that they have the chance to take game one.
Tigers in two.
And win the series. I've heard that a little bit.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, that was Valeni's whole bit yesterday.
Oh!
Tigers in two. Tigers in two. Tigers in two.
Should I change my... No, I'm sticking with it. Mike and I are simpatico.
Looking ahead for the Lions. Guys, Sunday could be a bloodbath. The Bengals look horrendous. Short week, and now they get to face Detroit, a team that's going to run the ball down your throat. Do you want an idea of how yesterday went for the Bengals? Here was Troy Aikman as the broadcast was wrapping up. I thought it went on more. Embarrassing effort. They had more penalties than first downs in the game. And, John, how many rushing yards did they give up?
A million. Yeah.
At a zero.
No, they gave up 186 yards on the ground. And if you're going to give up 186 yards on the ground, so that is the first time for Denver. I heard this one this morning. Denver has not had a 100-yard rusher since 22. And J.K. Dobbins had 101 yards. I just got over the mark, but that's kind of that water mark moment. And the Lions, we heard it from John Morton, going into the Cleveland game. There are too many teams in Ohio.
Yeah.
The Cleveland game, they haven't seen a rush attack like this.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that this is a 1-2 punch that the Lions have, especially with an offensive line that is continuing to develop and becoming dominant. If you're going to have a defensive front that's just going to and it's not new that Cincinnati's defense blows.
Right.
Same thing that we've been talking about, and it's some of the issues that Trey Hendrickson had when he was renegotiating. They got one dude. That's Trey Hendrickson. All right, so you commit some resources to stopping him and then let everybody else win their one-on-one matchups up front. And, I mean, is this an opportunity for this team to run for 300 yards?
Certainly feels that way.
Which would be epic.
I don't know if Cincy's quitting. I mean, it certainly felt like they were quitting yesterday. If you got a team with some quit in them, the worst thing that could happen to you is you have Detroit coming into town. Because Detroit's not going to stop. They're not going to let up. They're not going to feel sorry for you. They're not going to overlook you. They're going to roll you.
Are you even going to bother watching this game?
Why do you ask?
I don't know. I mean, because the sentiment, the feel that we got, we know that if the Tigers win in two, that they'll play on Sunday. Probably opposite.
A school will start. Could be at the same time.
Yeah. And we know your love of playoff baseball, basketball, whatever it is.
Well, we know you. You pick the regular season game every time. You took regular season Tigers over playoff Pistons. So we know what you're going to do.
So to me, what is greater? Baseball over basketball. What is greater? Football over baseball. So yes, I will. But I know that you won't miss at least some of the Lions game because you got your favorite player in the NFL.
Gotta watch my guy. Hilarious. The answer would be two screens. It's 2025. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
It's televised.
It's stream two. Heather, what's up?
Yes. So all of the people are now accounted for after the deadly shooting and fire at the Grand Blanc LDS Church. So according to the Grand Blanc police chief, authorities still search the church, but all the people who were reported missing have been located.
Oh, good.
So that is good news, ultimately. Now, when it does come to the victims, as of Monday, one victim was in critical condition with a gunshot wound to the abdomen and chest. Another victim with an abdominal gunshot wound was in critical but stable condition. And the other surviving victims were last listed in stable condition. We have also learned that one of the four victims who died in the attack has been identified as John Bond, a Navy veteran who was 77 years old. His family kind of described him. He had 6 children, 10 grandchildren, and like the last thing he wanted to do was talk to his wife. And the wife described that last moment with him. You know, he was talking about he needed his shoes shined. She's like, oh, that's silly. I love you. You know, like it doesn't matter. You know, so lots of things you can read about him. I'm sure we'll learn about the others as the days go on. Now, the father of the gunman, who's obviously responsible for this mass shooting and fire, has released several statements, not necessarily statements, but is speaking out, right? Saying that he and his family are absolutely devastated by his son's actions. He says he feels awful. He feels so bad for the families who are also affected by this because his family is affected by this as well. And his son was obviously a son to him, but a husband and a father, had a 10-year-old son as well. He says that he and his family are in complete shock and said that they have no answer. So they didn't release anything that could go towards a motive, and police are still obviously searching for a motive. Mm-hmm. In other news, a hospital employee at Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor had to be rescued after getting trapped in an elevator.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, this person remained cool, calm, and collected because I think I could have handled it for a while, but I think then once you start realizing what's going on, because what happened is it got stuck, right? But it was stuck above the 7th floor, and they couldn't move it one way or the other. So they brought in fire department crews, and there was two options they had. They could either breach the hospital wall to try to get to this person, or they could deploy a rope rescue. And it sounds like the person that was stuck said, I'll take the rope. Yeah. So that's exactly what they did. And everyone got out safe and sound, but it's one of those things, a situation you never want to be in, right?
They went full Mission Impossible.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. All right.
How long were they in there?
It didn't say, but I would imagine a decent amount of time. I mean, one, you realize it's not moving, right? You hit that little call button.
Yeah.
Then you got to get the fire department over. They got to get in. You got to, they had a technician there that says, oh, this is, we need major repairs if we're going to move this. So
it was
a long time.
In a position where you couldn't go out the top or the bottom.
Yes.
It was fully covered by the wall.
Yes.
Wow.
So then when you start thinking, your mind goes to places. That's when I would have been like,
oh, I would have. Yeah. I would. The worst thing I think would be to escape out the door. And whether it's stuck where you can come out the floor or they're going to breach the wall, because I would think at that moment is when it all of a sudden jars loose.
Exactly.
And then,
I have those same thoughts, John. I would have as well.
So I would go for the rope rescue.
Me too.
I would also have to ask that during that they'd have to play the Michigan Impossible theme song.
They probably were.
Yeah.
At least in their head. Maybe they hummed it. Ben Johnson was interviewed by a CBS Sports sideline reporter on Sunday at halftime of the game against the Raiders. And while the interview started as most would, it ended with what is now a viral moment. And after the game, he did say that he was disappointed in that sideline interview.
There's a lot that goes into being a head coach.
And it did sound like, I've heard that sound now, I don't know, 10 times. And every time I've heard it, I never heard her say, do you need to? I heard it,
so you need to. Yeah.
So
you're
I understand.
Playing your brand of football, so you need to make some changes.
So
don't
I
be
understand
offended.
How what he heard, not the question. But it does sound, apparently she did ask the question, do you need to change what you're doing?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't the answer be from every coach? Yes. Yes, we're going to go in the second half and fix the bad things and do more of the good things. Yes, we're going to make changes. Why be so offended by it?
Because it sounded, I think in that moment, I probably would have been like, don't tell me what to do. Like, I would have felt that way. Like, somebody telling me you need to change what you're doing without asking the question.
Yeah.
He had already confirmed he needed to change what they were doing. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. You're right. A lot goes into being a head coach. Adrenaline's pumping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Heather with the news.
Take a deep breath.
We've got the two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. Dan Campbell at 8:02. Coming up next, it's Greg Palm. Oregon finally beats somebody. Where do they check in? It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for a low price of just $50 a month when you switch and bring your phone on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credit supplied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
All right, I'm going to get out in front of this. Greg has his top 12 teams. These are a snapshot in time, not where the rankings will be at the end of year, but what has happened so far this season. Greg, take him to it.
All right, so we're in week six now, and there's a lot of data volatility going on with early season results here. Part of that, too, is the extra bye week. An extra Saturday here in the calendar means teams have an extra bye week. It's happening early, so teams are cycling up and down the rankings. Overheard a little birdie before the show asking, when does this become normal? My smarmy answer would be, does it ever? This is college football. But my true response to that would be, there are resume-boosting games, some separator games this week and next. Then I think we're going to see the rankings settle in. So let's start here with number 12, starting from 12, counting up to number 1. Number 12 is Alabama. A remember us game? On Saturday, that's 10 of 11 against Georgia. And they don't even have a, well, that was Saban excuse, because DeBoer's now got the last two in this series.
Ooh, wow, hitting it early.
And they got the Greg Pond game of the week here. They are hosting Vanderbilt, who is 21st in the rankings. 5-0, Vandy. The SEC, it's a bit of a grab bag right now. There are 11 teams in the top 30 of Greg Pomm, and this is two of those 11 squaring off. It's a revenge game for Bama. It's a validation game for Vandy.
And on the subject of Alabama, they are the current betting favorites in the SEC, but it is a wide-open conference.
It is. You mentioned 11 in the top 30 of Greg Pomm. How many Big Ten teams in the top 30? I don't know if you... I'm asking questions that no one has answers
Classic.
For.
Classic.
Yeah. That is some math.
Okay, we'll come back
we
to it.
We can circle back.
We can circle back at some point. And I asked a question about, you know, when does this normalize? Because I do know that, obviously, early in the season, non-conference games, all of those things kind of throw this up. And as we go, I do think we will start to see it, quote-unquote, normalize. Not that it's going to match the coaches poll or the AP poll or the college football playoff committee, but it does become much, much similar.
Yep.
Number 11 is one of those Big Ten teams, John, so you can start counting. It's Oregon, 5-0. First win of note they've had Saturday night. Now, they're getting those Penn State wins. We've mentioned earlier Penn State's wins don't currently have a lot of weight to them. So when you're Oregon, bank the win, let the Penn State wins accumulate, you'll get more opportunities. And the big opportunity they're getting is a bye week, and then Indiana comes to Oregon.
Huge game in 2 weeks. Here's the thing with Penn State, they haven't beat a Power 5 opponent, a Power 4 opponent yet this season. So when they do, it's going to even reflect better on Oregon's resume.
Quick note on Penn State's schedule. It's either tomato can or powerhouse until late November for them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Number 10 is Georgia Tech. Fortunate to win? Yes. Does Greg Pomm factor in fortunate? No.
No.
I'm happy for that because I would have had egg on my face if I touted their easy schedule last week. They have a bye week before playing Virginia Tech. Number 9 is Oklahoma. Still 4-0. Didn't get paid at all this week. They had a bye week. Michigan and Temple did not play. Auburn lost. And their fourth win is FCS Illinois State. You don't get residual wins from that. So the key for them, survive without material with a broken hand. Michael Hawkins Jr. will be the quarterback playing. He did play last year where they had all those injuries at wide receiver. 7 games last year, 120 passes. So there's some experience they have.
And I think this is where we will see some volatility. And if they can just keep the ship afloat without John Mateer. The question, the big question is moving forward, it has nothing to do with Greg Palm right now, is will he be back before the Red River rivalry?
Probably not. That's right after Kent State.
A couple weeks. Yep.
Number eight is Miami of Florida. Quirky schedule that they have here. They're going by Florida State by. The mega game nature was taken out of this game after FSU's loss to Virginia, but the stakes here that we still have for Miami, they can essentially knock Florida State out of the ACC race early with Miami undefeated. We just mentioned Georgia Tech. That's putting Florida State behind the eight ball in the ACC.
Got to have a game this week.
Mm-hmm. Number seven is Missouri. Wins against Kansas and South Carolina. They're going to start getting SEC tested here. A lot of teams to sort through, like we've mentioned. They just beat UMass. So, of course, after you play UMass, what do you need? You need a bye week. Number six, Iowa State, 5-0 after a convincing win over unbeaten Arizona. BYU and Arizona State are on the horizon for them. They do not play Texas Tech or Utah.
Driver's seat for the Big 12.
Yeah, and quick, I mean, they start off the season with that win over Kansas State, who was ranked at the time, but they're not getting much from them, are they?
No, but Kansas State did just win this past week, so it is something for them.
Okay.
Number five is Illinois.
What?
4-1. This is a reminder. Margin of victory or defeat has no impact in the rankings. So,
lose by
53, win by 2 on the last second field goal. It's all the same. They beat previously unbeaten USC.
Okay, so I know you don't factor in the way you win and lose in terms of how it looks or how it feels, but you don't factor in the margin of defeat at all?
Did you win? Did you lose? That's it.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Hey. Illinois, that's why Illinois is at 5. That's why I said, is this going to normalize?
Well, they'll lose some games and they'll fall down.
Yes.
We shall see. They've got a game against Ohio State later this year. By the way, Ohio State doesn't have a lot of chances.
Well, not later this year. In 2 weeks, they play Ohio State. If they can get through that tough trip to West Lafayette.
The Illibuck will be on the line.
Number four is Texas A&M. Lots of SEC teams to eliminate, like we have mentioned. Aggies did us a favor taking care of Auburn, so we're not going to hear from them again, I don't think. Mississippi State is their next opponent. At Kyle Field, Mississippi State narrowly lost to Tennessee. They beat Big 12 contender Arizona State. So MSU, the real MSU, they are 28th in the rankings, and they are kind of one of these SEC contenders we got to sort through.
Okay.
Number three is Ohio State. 6-6. They've never left the rankings. Knocked off 3-0 Washington last week. Big Ten opportunities are going to be coming. They already had that early bye week. And by the way, Ohio, a sneaky good resume booster for them. They're the highest rated MAC team in our rankings, and they are currently the MAC favorites. Ohio State's hosting Minnesota this week.
Yeah, I think a lot of credibility for Ohio State going out west this last weekend playing Washington. I know there wasn't a number next to Washington, but that was an undefeated team.
Washington's a good team.
And that's a good team. And Ohio State, their final drive of the first half and their first drive of the second half were statement drives, and they won the game going away.
Ooh, the middle eight. A new coaching point. All right, so if Illinois is number five in these rankings, then the team that beat them by the aforementioned 53 points must be really high in this rankings. And they are. Number two is Indiana. Did not have Peacock available at my dad's house this weekend where I watched college football on Saturday. I would have rather watched this game than seeing the U.S. get bitch slapped in the Ryder Cup. This team's good. They're getting the boost from Illinois, and we are going to see a triumvirate round robin forming in the Big Ten between Indiana, Oregon, and Penn State. All three of those teams will play each other. The next of those series is going to be in 2 weeks. We mentioned it. Indiana at Oregon.
Yeah, if Indiana wanna removes the who's the Indiana from this year, well, it's Indiana because of who they're playing in the Big Ten schedule. Eventually, the Big Ten schedule will get tougher. But Kirk Cignetti, the next thing for him is not just to go to the transfer portal to get a quarterback. The next thing is, hey, instead of playing ODU, Kennesaw State, or Indiana State, is put a Power Four team in that non-conference, and then we won't have to talk about, is Indiana this year's Indiana?
And I think that's almost a disservice to Indiana, because to me it says Indiana's good.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Right. Yeah, so don't play those three non-conference games. Play two of them, but then play one where you're playing against somebody that gives you some credit, because if they did, I don't think we're looking at them as number two. I think they're probably number one in Greg Palm.
Well, number one is pretty exciting. Hottie toddy, gosh almighty. It's the Ole Miss Rebels. That is two wins over undefeated teams in back-to-back weeks. And Tulsa won again on Saturday, by the way. Shout out to Trinidad Chambliss from D2 Ferris State right here in Big Rapids, Michigan. He played in a crowd, played in front of a crowd larger than the previous 2 years of home games at Ferris State combined. Ole Miss's next game, they have a bye week, and then the EA Sports Rando Generated Schedule Game of the Year, Washington State at Ole Miss on October 11th.
In the month of October, they'll face Georgia on the road and Oklahoma on the road. It's going to get tough for the Rebels. That's Greg Palm. It's 97.1.
Value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I have a question about my finances, of course, I turn to my bank, and that's First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They're going to take the time to learn about my life, my personal financial goals, and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. And that's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. You can count on that since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community because it's their community as well, and we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25, a chance to win $2,000 if you can get all 10 questions correct. Dan Campbell, 8:02 on a Tuesday, back into more of a normal game week now. Except we have playoff baseball going on. Mm-hmm. And John, we're going to spend a bunch of time with the Tigers today. You are part of the TIT movement. Tigers in two.
Oh, yeah.
Tigers in two. That's what you said to start the show.
Yes. Yes. I did not do
the acronym.
No, no. I'm going to refrain from any comments, but yes, I am part of.
They're all about the Tigers in two, baby.
Yes. Tigers in two.
Are you on board? 248-539-9797.
I mean, how many times can I say yes?
Give us a honk, 248-539-9797. Let us know.
And the reason I'm on board is I sent you guys, we talked about it yesterday, and I had to do some research. I did a little bit of research. It wasn't voluminous. There's only been, 3 years where they have the expanded playoffs. But the teams that have won game one in the wild card series of the new expanded format in Major League Baseball, win game one, and you win the series. Most likely, you do it in two. So Tigers in two, because they have the best pitcher in the American League. We can't say in baseball anymore because we have to have that debate about Paul Skeens, which we can do in the offseason. But the Tigers in two because Scooble's on the mound, and he is going to go as long as he needs to go. And he is, this is where you need your ace to step up and be an ace. This is where you need him to, I don't care if it's 85 pitches, if it's 95 pitches, if it's 125 pitches. This is where he needs to be the Cy Young Award winner.
And you're not just throwing this out here as I hope.
No.
This is what the odds are suggesting is going to happen. The Tigers are favored to win today, and by power of the stat you gave, they are favored to win this series. So, all of it was for nothing. This collapse and angst and anguish is for nothing because the Tigers get a clean slate, and you believe in the clean slate theory.
Well, it's not all for nothing because you have to do all of that to get into the postseason.
No, I know, but you get what I'm saying. The dread of September, that
right,
feeling
is
gone. It's you snap your fingers, you hit the reset button. You have, the team publicly has, we want to know if fans have, 248-539-9797.
Pressure is gone. And you could say pressure is gone for Cleveland. Pressure is gone because they're playing with house money too. So you have two very similar teams, but the pressure is off of the bats. And I think that pressure absolutely crushed them down the stretch. And it was crushing everyone except maybe, you know, Spencer Torkelson and Dylan Dingler.
Yeah.
But we're going to see both of them in the lineup. And you're going to have an opportunity for Carey Carpenter, Riley Green, Gleyber Torres, all of these players to get back to what they were early in the season. Because they're footloose and fancy free. Not a lot of people are picking them to win because of, hey, you have no momentum going into the postseason. And I think that celebration, and I know that there's some people that, hey, I've got a problem with the celebration. You don't. I don't care. That is all in the past. That was the moment of release for this team. The pressure is gone. They popped that top, all right? And all of a sudden, now all of a sudden we get a chance to just play baseball and be more like the team that we saw in the first 100 to 110 games versus what we saw at the end of the season.
So let's talk baseball. Tarek Skubal's a huge advantage. He was a huge advantage the last couple times they faced Cleveland and got to have it spots too. They have to hit. They have to support their starting pitcher. That's my issue. Cleveland is top five in baseball in ERA. They're a staff that they're going to throw at you beyond just who starts the game tonight and Gavin Williams. They're going to throw all kinds of bullpen chess pieces out there, and Tigers have a propensity to swing and miss, to not draw walks, to not manufacture runs. This is playoff baseball. That's my big fear. Not that Skubal's going to lay an egg today, is that they're not going to take advantage of having Tarek Skubal on the mound, which is the painful reality of late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I looked back at those Skubal starts. They scored three total runs in the two starts against the Guardians at the end of the season. They hit 161 with 29 strikeouts, only six walks. That's my big fear, is that they just don't hit today. And now Cleveland, despite not having the better pitcher, has control of the series because they have the better pitching. We have a guy, they have a staff.
Okay, yeah, no question about that. And so if this is shaping up to be an unbelievably torturous end of the season, we all know. And there's a lot of people that don't waste my time. I can't believe you made the post. All of that stuff. But this is a torturous team. The only way to follow up a torturous regular season is with the possibility of a torturous postseason. I gave you the stat. 12-0 for the team that wins game one. Somebody
eventually
in the history of baseball, it hasn't happened through 3 years, but in the future, and maybe it's now, will win game one but not win the series.
So that would be the sick, twisted way this would go. The Tigers would win the Skubal start. We'd come in tomorrow. Hell yeah, here we go. We're doing it. And then they lose back-to-back games.
Yeah.
So we want to check in with your confidence. Did you hit the reset button? Do you believe the Tigers win this series as the book does? That the Cleveland Guardians are the underdogs in this spot? And the Tigers are the favorites. Let's get to William in Flint. William, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. The first points you were making were totally wrong. The last points you were making are totally right. And I love the Tigers. The first game I ever saw was 1961. Yankees 9, Tigers nothing. Maris hit a home run. For the last 6 weeks, the dirty little secret is Skubal has been average. He's been walking people. He's been throwing pitches in the middle of the plate. And he's been way worse against Cleveland than Gavin Williams has been against the Tigers, who's been nuts. And the game tonight will probably be about 5-1 because we don't get a two-run single in the first. We'll get a couple guys on in the second. We might even load the bases in the third. And all we need is a freaking two-out single by somebody like Jimmy Leland used to say, just a crummy single. Mm. But we have guys swinging from their heels or guys not going the other way. And I hope I'm wrong. I'm usually wrong. I'm dead wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But Gavin Williams is better against the Tigers than Skubal's been against Cleveland or anybody the last 6 weeks. I wait for your comments. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you your numbers in the last 6 weeks from Tarek Skubal, because that's the thing I'll push back. He has not been average in the last 6 weeks.
No.
Tarek Skubal's last six starts, maybe that's a good place to start, a 1.75 ERA. In the last six starts, Tarek Skubal has been a superhero.
Yeah.
The concern is if they don't hit for him, they're going to waste it. Yeah. Like they wasted the lead they had.
And, I mean, if you want to say, okay, it's unScoobal-like to have 8 Ks and 3 walks. That was the last time he faced Cleveland. Before that, it was 9 strikeouts, 2 walks. Then against Miami, it was only 2 strikeouts. This is the one he exited early, and yes, everybody held their breath. No walks, but it's like he's not a guy that's going to walk a lot of batters.
Right, so think about that. In that wonky, weird start against Miami, factoring that in, he still has a 1.75 ERA in the last 6 starts. He's been incredible. I know it's weird. Like, pitchers do walk people. Scuba was so ridiculous early in the year that he would go starts with walking 0 or 1.
Yeah.
It's normal that a major league starter would walk 2 batters in a game. And you can still be a damn good ace doing it, and he has been for, what, a month, 2 months, 3 months, however you want to slice it. He is the big advantage. He's the reason that you're favored, that the Tigers enter with some real shot here. And that advantage shrinks in a 5-game or a 7-game series. But in a best of 3?
Right, and this literally comes down to, I think you're going to get a really good performance by Scooble. This comes down to, can the bats fire up enough to just give him some run support? And today, I'm telling you, they do.
1 o'clock game.
We don't have to wait long.
Let us know. Tigers in 2, are you on board? It's 97-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.